KSVY Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear.
This is Our Timeless Secrets, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma, California. You are tuned in to Our Timeless Secrets. My name is Harry Blum. I'd like to introduce our host, Mari Best.
Well, good morning. We're the gleesome threesome here. Our friend Cheryl is in the studio, and my sweet darling Harry is grinning at the in his post. And what a wonderful job he does! And I thank you, Harry, for all you do. I mean,
thanks.
You know, this show doesn't just kick in. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into it beforehand and during, and and often some surprises that even I. Even surprise me. So today's show is about renewal. Well, renewal. Boy, how many different avenues we can go down when we talk about renewal. And when we look at life through the eyes of others, you know, perhaps parents or teachers or world leaders or even through religious doctrine of one kind or another, we're so often clouding what we really know to be true. And that is often undiscovered until much later in life. But the reason I feel that I chose renewal is that I truly feel that if we're to move forward in this world and create more peace and joy, we also need to recognize those times of renewal, and they're brought about by new awarenesses that often involve life lessons of a grand nature. And so I'm thinking about my path recently. I recently went through a major life lesson that inspired, I would say, a truly cathartic experience. And that was the recognition that some past incidences I had managed to stuff down so deeply that they were creating, there was a little, not a little, probably quite a bit of anger underneath there that I hadn't dealt with. I had gone into that place of, they're not going to take my power. Well, you know what? When that happens, then the insides take over a different, shall we say, a different look. And there's perhaps a knot in the stomach. There's perhaps a pinched nerve in the shoulder. There's whatever is going along with that, that at one time or other, we need to look at and say, okay, what is that trapped energy that is there? What does it belong to? And when I faced those times in my life that had brought tremendous disappointment and recognized the fact that I hadn't truly allowed myself to experience the going through the pain of recognition. When I did, and I let my emotions flow, the release and the relief coming out of that brought for me total renewal. And I really recognize the importance of dealing with the situation rather than trying to rise above it. So many times I've said, you know, we can rise above this. And you know what? Guess what? I take back those words. I was not being appropriate with myself. And now I'm willing. That's my secret. I'm willing to face that and say, you know, yes, perhaps wise to make different choices. And so I'll read this poem entitled, Did I Mention I'm Creating Through Intention? If every day I intend to create a day that will bring me great joy, I must choose my thoughts more wisely, tossing out those thoughts that annoy. There's no good in thinking of illness if well is what I want to be. There's no good in thinking of poverty if rich is what I choose to see. It is my clear understanding that intention through thought is the key. When I choose outcomes by intention, I bring all that I want right to me. Did I mention I'm creating through intention? By attention to thoughts that I think. This is the law of attraction. If it feels good, my soul gives a wink. I pay attention to how I am feeling and compare that to what I've just thought. This is the God-given measure that simply cannot be bought. My intention is clear every moment, that I feel great joy and good health. I'm aware that my positive thinking results in abundance and wealth. Mm-hmm. And so, if we begin to give back the power to our children and ask, what do you feel about this or that? And truly listen to our instinct and the instinctive sharing from them, we'll learn so much. Every day is a brand new and day, and every way our being is governed by our feelings. So instead of spending time trying to figure it out in our brain, which is good for many things, like maths. Mine was never really very good for math because, my poor dad, he would turn over in his grave if he thought I was trying to do anything mathematical because he was a CPA and I was certainly not. However, that was an aside, fired and propelled by the thought, the thinking process, of course, has to come in here. But if we cannot attach the thinking to the feeling, then we, I believe, often skip the opportunity to experience renewal. A few years ago, I designed a special workshop for children. And truly, it's not just for children. It's for adults too, right, Harry?
Most definitely. It's an amazing workshop.
And it's focused all around a special song, which they learn line by line, and they get to experience in a motivational children's workshop. I composed the prototype of this workshop originally at the Boys and Girls Club of Annapolis, Maryland, and we worked on it together for 2 years to create the appropriate formula. And since then, I've written the entire curriculum for it, and it's ready to go now. I mean, it's been ready to go. It's already gone in several arenas. But it's been worked on in a way that I absolutely see what a gift I've been given by being shown this the possibilities from this program. A very dear friend of mine, I'm going to do a call out to her right now, Amy Stewart, there in Milton, Delaware. Whatever you're doing right now, darling, I'm sending you love because I know we had a powerful time engaged in that workshop. And together. You brought your expertise in the way of the chakra, not just the chakra, your knowledge of chakras and the colors and all of the things that just delighted the children, to bring awareness to the energy centers of their being so that they started to get an idea of how they were working in their world. And you know what I want to do right now? I'm going to let you hear the little song that I wrote that is that little feeling for the children.
So now I'm going to share with you the song that spawned the entire idea of That Little Feeling Workshop. And needless to say, the song is entitled That Little Feeling. When I get that little feeling, it's my intuition call. It's the difference if I stand or the difference if I fall. So I pay close attention to the message I receive. It's all in that little feeling if I only just believe. I just look back in hindsight and I can plainly see when I faced a grand decision, that little feeling set me free. It was just like a light came on, I lost that knot inside my core. I danced the light fantastic, and my spirits, they did soar. On the other hand, I remember, if I went forward with that knot and ignored that little feeling, then pain was all I got. It's clear we're created with a meter built within, because that little feeling causes goosebumps on my skin. So I trust that little feeling, it will guide me on my way. As soon as I believe in it, it will brighten every day. Just checking how am I feeling, is there a smile upon my face? Now I got it, I will share it with the whole human race.
All right. So, and each line of that song in the workshop was thoroughly explored by ourselves and the children till they and we came into a true understanding of what each and every word meant, not only meant in the global sense, but meant to them personally. So it was really wonderful to be able to watch these children in action, Harry, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I had the opportunity to film this whole adventure. And it really was an adventure. The unique thing about it is these children, who were from all different socioeconomic backgrounds, they were all different types of backgrounds, had buried their feelings in themselves, and through Amy and Mari, they discovered it. There was like constant aha moments where each child wanted to get up and say, "Oh my God, can I do this? Can I do that? How do I this is how I feel." And it was really a difficult situation to capture on film because you really had to mic every single person almost, because there was constant feedback coming from the kids. This was the first time in their lives that they had the opportunity to talk about what they were feeling instead of just being. We're not human doings, we're human beings. And I believe I actually watched two or three of the children in effect of what Mari was saying. As far as the chakra part was concerned, Amy was so absolutely powerful that each and every one of the children got it and came up with their own little, you know, when you would ring the chakra and Amy would say, "Well, where do you feel it in your," and they would come instantly. There was no thought, there was no to the heart or to the ear, wherever they felt it, their head, the top of their head. It was just an absolutely incredible, eye-opening experience. And in upon interviewing all the parents when it was over, their biggest talk was about the fact that there was we only were going to be able to do one because there was a summer camp coming up, and they really and truly would have liked Mari to do it, Mari and Amy to do additional things, because the kids were definitely in effect of the workshop. It was really powerful. I worked very diligently to capture it. I'm pretty good at photography, especially videography. And I was so in awe. It brought me to a different level personally, because I started to trust my feelings. And that's why that little feeling concept, the concept of that little feeling workshop, is absolutely perfect just for life in general. It's almost like a class that should be taught in school, because it teaches people to get in touch with their feelings. And until you experience a sensation of the feelings, of what feelings are, and that's not being in your head, it's being in your heart. It's an emotional sensation. It doesn't appear to be a physical sensation, and I speak for myself in that respect. But it was truly mind-altering as far as watching this experience, because I saw kids that were being around a lot of teachers my whole life, my mom being one, my ex-wife being one, everybody was a teacher. My daughters wanted to be teachers. They spent an incredible amount of time with a lot of children, a lot of young children. And I watched them play and interact. And the way these children interact was a totally unique approach to the way other children would react. And I would love to interview those children today and see how they were in effect of that particular workshop that we held in Milton, Delaware. That's how I felt. It really moved me. It truly moved me.
Well, you know, I think when a child discovers a new way to approach living, they really get involved. I remember there was a situation where I was showing the children an opportunity to be with others from a place of knowing how they were being. In other words, I suggested that they chose maybe two or three ways of being. Like if loving was a way of being, they got to choose their ways of being. And they, the children, created the list that went on and on and on of all the different ways they could be that were positive. And when they chose two or three of those for themselves and absolutely were able to articulate how they felt when they were being loving, caring, joyful, playful, whatever it was they had chosen, they really, you could see their little faces light up and think, you could see that the change in their being was immediate when they were committed to being that way. And for instance, I had one little girl approached me, and I may have told this story before, but it bears repeating, and that is that when I approached the Boys and Girls Club, actually for a meeting with a newspaper that was interviewing me, she came running up to me, and she pointed to this little boy beside her, and she said, "He's being really negative, Miss Gam." And I looked at her and I said, "And how were you being? Were you being on contract?" And she understood what I meant, because she'd been through the little feeling workshop. And she looked at me, and that was a no by her expression. I said, "Okay, I'm going to be about 20 minutes, maybe half an hour. And when I come back, I want you to show me that you have shifted that energy and you got yourself back on contract again." So I went ahead with my meeting, and I came out, and sure enough, they came running up to me. He had a big grin on his face. She had a big grin on her face. They had resolved their situation. And not only that, she had shown this little boy, who was, I would say, maybe five, she had explained to him what she had done. So he had some excitement now going, and he really got to feel what she had done. So I thought, That's pretty powerful for a 7-year-old child to be able to articulate to yet a younger child how just by changing their thoughts, they could make things work well for each other. And so, you know, it's good to check out and see to see what's been written about all of these things. But, you know,
well, there was the other situation where the little girl stood up right in the middle of this in Milton and said, I get picked on the play. She happened to be extremely creative and extremely talented. I mean, you know that she's going to be the one running the plays in high school, and she's going to be doing all the, she's out front. She's definitely out front. But right now, she didn't fit in with what was going on in school. And she said, when the kids pick on me on the playground, I can put a bubble around me. You should have seen the look on that child's face of pure joy. It was just absolute pure joy of how protected she would be. And she was in control, not the situation. It was amazing. It really was. I was in awe. They didn't have to ask me twice to film that, to be part of that thing.
That was the other thing they got to do. You see, they got to be able to design their own bubble. And that bubble was essentially related to their way of being. Particularly, this is not about ruling out the fact that they would be an effect of somebody, meaning they might be feeling sad because of something somebody said, but they were able to turn it around a little more quickly because they recognized that they had a choice. You hear that coming. I know you do. Give choice a voice. It just slipped
out. Your mantra.
That's it.
Well, it's very much not just for children. I mean, that particular application was children, but the parents that watched with me were just in as effect as the children were. It was just absolutely an eye-opening experience, and Amy Stewart totally completed the picture. She absolutely brought the whole thing home. It was perfect. It was absolutely. I would love to see you and Amy get an opportunity to do another workshop or create more of that powerful experience.
I'll drink to that.
You'll drink to anything.
Well, you know, I'm a huge advocate of taking responsibility for the positive communication that can raise the consciousness in the world. So the one thing that has been my renewal ticket toward life enhancement and a more joyful existence is being in service. And I really cannot say enough about that part of my life, which no matter how difficult things might be for me on that particular day that I've chosen for my service day, I will step into that day and do it and immediately feel that sense of renewal. One of the things I believe it brings when we are in service, and what I'm talking about is just giving back to community in some form or another, it helps to bring balance that's needed for my world. I mean, when I first came to America, I was in service in a way, being a nanny to 4 children, and then I got to do all the laundry and the housekeeping along with the duties of looking after a newborn, a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 7-year-old. A little bit overwhelming for an 18-year-old girl, but the renewal came after that full year. I recognized, you know, all that I'd learned and the capacity that I was able to maintain in that scenario. The mother and father were totally absent. I was mainly in charge during these days. And I realized it was important then, after I changed that structure of life, to keep that balance of service in whatever I was doing from there on. So the Vietnam War was on, and so there was a lot of returning troops. And although I was totally not in favor of any type of war, I recognized these people still needed love and attention as they returned in various forms of destructive being when they returned to America. So I accepted that this was their journey, and they needed to be given a feeling of support and nurturing. And so it's served me as a continual form of renewal, even now, as I balance out my life in giving time to serve others in whatever best suits their needs. For instance, I spend time at Sonoma Healthcare Center every week, just singing for the people there, and or reading to them and talking to them and telling them stories. And so it's all about doing, and also doing some of my healing work. So if anyone out there missed out on having a child and feels that the longing, I also highly recommend pure and positive step toward that renewal would be in the form of mentoring. And that is something else I do. So I'm going to make a shout out right now to the Mentoring Alliance here in Sonoma, which is a beautiful and amazing organization. And if you feel there's something missing in your world as far as the service arena that will, I promise you, bring renewal, I want you to get your paper and pencil and write down these numbers, 939-1990. Of course, that is local to Sonoma, area code 707. But wherever you are in the world, look for your mentoring alliance. Look for a place where you can perhaps give back in whatever way. You don't have to use that particular thing, but it's time to give service and bring balance for renewal.
Some hair. You might be somebody's mistress. You might like to wear cotton. You might like to wear silk. You might like to drink a whiskey. You might like to drink some milk. You might like to eat caviar. You might like to have some bread. Or you might be sleeping on a cold dirt floor or in a king-size bed. Hey! You might be heading north. You might be heading south.
We got to serve somebody. That was Natalie Cole. Got to serve somebody. Like you didn't know that was a title. And, you know, when I think about service that I have been committed to since I came to America, I recognize that without exception, any time I stepped into the arena of service, no matter how I might have been feeling personally, to do with my own personal life at the time, when I walked out of that facility, wherever I had been giving service, I was a totally new and renewed person. There was nothing more important than what I was doing at that time. And gave me an opportunity to shift the energy on what was troubling me in my own personal life and give it a new approach. So, you know, once again, as I say, renewal. And there are so many things that bring about renewal. But for me, one of the things that help with renewal is what I write. And so I'm going to give you another little touch of my poetry. And this is entitled, And We Dance. It takes a lot of courage to let go of the habits of time, to switch off the clock of our memory that's been keeping us in line. It takes a clear dedication to new ways of fulfilling a dream, to trust in the vision created, trusting it is what it seems. So often we're stuck in a pattern that allows little room to expand. In only a moment of mind change, dull and ordinary now feels so grand. Stepping out of the pattern of normal can open a wide panorama for all those breaking out of their shell, creating a mystical drama. We have gone from punching a time clock and rushing around in a trance, we've turned around our world of mundane to where we love and we sing and we dance. I recognize that that poem, it always brings a nice warm feeling when I read it. There's just something really healing about those words. It remind me, oh, once again, the power that we have within that we don't pay a lot of attention to, our own personal power, that we can use, and I don't mean in a negative way, power. Often people think of power as people in powerful positions that are shoving other people around and ruining other people's lives. No, 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 no. That's not where it's come from. This is a gentle power, a loving power, a giving power, a creative and peaceful power that flows through us continually, but is, however, often shut down by events happening around us and coming into our vision. And it's important that we have those visions coming in to remind us this is the dark and the shade, the light and the shade, I should say. The dark and the light.
Precisely. Contrast.
Absolutely. Contrast. Thank you. Thank you, Harry. See, that's another reason for you to be here, reminding me of what I'm talking about, because sometimes I haven't a clue. It just comes.
Don't be so humble, Mari. I think it's time for some music. I really do.
You do?
I would like to hear Music to Raise Your Vibration.
Okay, you
I think
do
it,
it, darling. Thank you.
Enormous force, so when you look at me just right, you'll see a spark. exactly where I need to be. I need to be exactly.
And that was Music to Raise Your Vibration by a group called Exactly. It just was so apropos.
Yes, yes. This is the fun part of doing this show, is to find these people who have created the words with music behind them, because music is the gateway to the soul, as far as I'm concerned, and it is a part of my life almost continually. I think probably in my sleep, too. Do I play music in my sleep, Harry?
You sing. You entertain. I know you're always on a cruise ship.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. That was a major part of my life at one time. So, yes, I'm still on that huge floating vessel looking for the stage that I'm supposed to.
Better known as the love boat.
Yeah. Well, you know, since I've become totally convinced in the nature of unconditional love, many people have asked questions like, how can you love someone unconditionally who has wronged you? And it wasn't an easy conclusion for me to come to. However, I know that this is a huge part of my life purpose. And the lessons which have brought me renewal in this way of thinking, I believe that it's important to love the being, and that absolutely does not say that you approve of their behavior or choices. It only says that you love them as a fellow human being sharing this planet. We are all one. And they have come to a place where they're in the absence of love. So most certainly the other way has never worked, hating and incarcerating. So why not do as I have been shown throughout my life, that forgiveness and or loving unconditionally has brought me to a different plane, a different understanding, and yes, and I respect and understand that it is a long, hard step to that place of understanding. However, once you get there, I can only say what a feeling of relief it can be. And when I was forced recently to really look at those situations that actually brought me to this understanding, that's when I recognized that I still had a little bit more work to do. There was some avoidance that had been going on for me. But now I recognize that, and I got through it, and I realized that, yes, okay, now I can absolutely embrace this feeling even more powerfully. Have you ever heard of someone that has been in a position where they've been being attacked, even with somebody being holding them, perhaps even at gunpoint, and somehow they were, through thought and their deliberation with this terrified individual, the victim, was able to convey some way of feeling love for them and understanding that disarmed their attacker. It's not an isolated event. This does happen again and again. And the more we talk about things like that and understand that the possibilities, the more we will see how it is up to us as individuals to go to that place and to dig it up from wherever we can within us, that power of love, that power of unconditional love, and bring our world into a little bit better understanding of we are all one. And so, oh, wow. There are so many different ways we can go there when we're talking about renewal. because all of these facts that I have just talked about are steps toward renewal within ourselves to give us this feeling of joy and peace. That whenever I ask somebody, what do you want most in this world? Their immediate answer is peace. And of course, then they go on along to with the money and the abundance and all the other things that naturally come. But the first thing is most often peace. And you always hear the saying, be the peace you choose to see. And I think when you do, you can actually fly.
Can
And that was the inimitable Michael Jackson, I Believe I Can Fly. And, you know, things happen for us when we go into that place of belief and understanding and recognition that it is up to us and we can create the best in our world and in the world around us when we see the unlimited possibilities before us. It's time to love without condition. It's time to recognize we are the peace we choose to see. And I'd like to thank all these people who are our sponsors, Large Leather here in Sonoma and the Sonoma Silver Company for sponsoring us. And if anybody out there wants to become a sponsor for KSVY, please be sure to do so. It's a powerful station. And I would like to say that I knew what next week's show is, but that's a secret. See you next week.
Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Esophocles and Andante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song, and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit. And of course, her spirit guides, Esophocles and Andante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype or better still, in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I, best, as in the very best, @gmail.com. Or on the web at maribest.com.
May you always walk in sunshine, slumber warm when night winds blow. May you always live with laughter, for a smile.